You're further from the word of the Lord, first as it is written in Psalm 51. To the victor, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came in to him when he had gone in to Bathsheba. Be gracious to me, O God, according to thy mercy, according to the multitude of thy compassions, wipe away my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and from my sin cleanse me. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is continually in front of me. Towards thee alone I have sinned, and have done evil in thine eyes, so that thou mayest be justified in thy speaking, pure in thy judging. Behold, in iniquity I was brought forth, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, thou delightest in truth in the reins, and in what is blocked from view, thou wilt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Thou shalt cause me to hear joy and gladness. The bones which thou hast crushed shall rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and wipe away all my iniquities. Create for me a clean heart, O God, and renew a firm spirit in the midst of me. Cast me not away from before thee, and take not the spirit of thy holiness from me. Return to me the joy of thy salvation, and let a noble spirit support me. And I will teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall return to thee. Rescue me from bloods, O God, the God of my salvation. My tongue shall sing aloud of thy justice. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall tell of thy praise. For thou delightest not in sacrifice that I should give it. In burnt offering thou art not well pleased. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure to Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then thou wilt delight in the sacrifices of justice, in burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then they will offer up bullocks upon thine altar. We read also from the book of Revelation, chapter 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea is no more. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell in a tabernacle with them. And they shall be his peoples, and God himself shall be with them, their God. And God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more, nor mourning, nor crying, nor shall there be distress any more, for the first things have gone away. And he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. We also read from the word of the Lord's second coming in True Christian Religion, number 142 and 143. The divine energy and operation meant by the Holy Spirit are in general reformation and regeneration. And in accordance with these, making new, alive, holy, and just. And in accordance with these, purification from evils, forgiveness of sins, and finally, salvation. The production of those virtues is the province of the Holy Spirit, whom the Lord sends to those who believe in him and make themselves fit to receive him. This is what is meant by the Spirit in these and other passages. I will give you a new heart and a new spirit. I will put my spirit in the midst of you, and make you walk according to my statutes. Create a clean heart in us, O God, and renew a firm spirit in the midst of me. Bring back to me the joy of thy salvation, and let the Spirit, which acts of its own accord, uphold me. Yehovah forms the spirit of man within him. With my soul I have waited for thee by night, and with my spirit within me I have waited for thee in the morning. Make yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, O house of Israel? In these passages, a new heart means the will to do good, and a new spirit, the understanding of truth. It is clear from what it says there that the Lord effects these things with those who do good and believe the truth, that is, those who have the faith of charity. When it says that God gives breath to those who walk according to his statutes, and that it is called the Spirit which acts of its own accord, it is clear that man must take action on his own side from the words, "Make yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, O house of Israel?" Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.